The transatlantic slave trade stands as one of the darkest chapters in human history. From the early 16th century to the late 19th century, an estimated 10 to 12 million Africans were forcibly transported across the Atlantic Ocean. This figure represents not just numbers, but the shattered lives and broken families of countless individuals. The journey known as the Middle Passage was particularly horrific. An estimated 1.5 million enslaved people perished during this journey, succumbing to disease, starvation, and violence. The conditions on these ships were inhumane, with bodies often discarded into the ocean, transforming the Atlantic into a graveyard for those lost at sea. The roots of the slave trade began when European powers sought labor for their colonies after indigenous populations had been decimated. Spain and Portugal were among the first to engage in this trade, licensing the transport of enslaved Africans to fill the labor void. Initially, there were attempts to limit the importation of African slaves, but economic interests prevailed. In 1518, King Charles Futh made a pivotal decision allowing the transport of enslaved Africans to Spanish colonies, which marked a significant turning point in the scale of the trade. This trade evolved into a triangular system, where European ships would exchange manufactured goods for enslaved Africans. These individuals were then transported to the Americas to work on plantations, generating immense profits for European nations while devastating African communities. Countries including Portugal, England, and France played significant roles in this system, leading to severe population declines and social chaos in the regions affected. Upon arrival in the Americas, enslaved Africans faced a life marked by brutal labor and dehumanization. Stripped of their identities, they were treated as commodities. The average life expectancy of an enslaved person was around 21 years, with many infants dying shortly after birth due to the harsh conditions. Notably, these individuals were not merely unskilled laborers. Many possessed valuable skills that contributed to the economy of the colonies. The urgency of acknowledging this history cannot be overstated. The transatlantic slave trade left deep scars not only on those directly affected, but also on global societal structures and economies. It is a tragedy that demands recognition and understanding, urging future generations to confront the often untold truths of this global catastrophe. The repercussions of the transatlantic slave trade are evident in the cultural landscapes of both Africa and the Americas. In the Americas, enslaved Africans transformed their struggles into resilience, creating rich cultural expressions that blended African traditions with those of their new environments. This synthesis can be seen in music, dance, and cuisine, which reflect a deep history of survival and adaptation despite systemic violence and oppression. In West Africa, the impact was equally devastating. As families were torn apart, communities faced a drastic loss of population and social stability. The trade led to the rise of regional conflicts as rival groups engaged in capturing individuals to sell. Traditional practices were disrupted and societies were altered forever. Communities that had thrived before the trade now grappled with the legacies of dependency and exploitation. The voices of those affected by the slave trade are crucial in understanding this history. An enslaved individual might say, "I was taken from my home, sold like cattle, and forced to work on land I knew nothing about." These testimonies illustrate the brutal reality faced by countless individuals. Oral histories passed down through generations continue to highlight the personal and communal losses incurred. Tension and contrast emerged within enslaved communities themselves. Despite the shared experience of oppression, divisions based on skill, region, and language often arose. Some enslaved people, skilled in various trades, might resist the system by negotiating better working conditions or using their abilities to attain a modicum of autonomy. Others may have found solace in spiritual practices, creating a sense of community among their peers. However, the overarching power dynamic remained one of subjugation, leaving many trapped in a cycle of despair. Geographically, the transatlantic slave trade created connections between distant lands. Major ports like Lagos in Nigeria and Charleston, South Carolina, became centers of this trade. Maps of this period show how these routes facilitated the movement of people and goods, reshaping demographics in both continents. In reflecting on this history, one must consider the enduring scars left on societies. How do we engage with this legacy today? Understanding the transatlantic slave trade is not only about recognizing the past, but also about acknowledging its impact on present-day inequalities. What steps can be taken to honor the memories of those lost and ensure such exploitation doesn't repeat? Addressing these questions is essential for respectful engagement with the narratives of resilience and resistance that emerged from this global tragedy. The legacy of the transatlantic slave trade is a complex tapestry woven from pain, resilience, and transformation. This history did not end with the abolition of slavery. Instead, it left behind intricate legacies that continue to influence societies around the globe. The scars of this past are interwoven into the cultural identities of both Africa and the Americas. The resilience of the African diaspora is evident in the rich cultural expressions that emerged from a history of oppression. From spirituals to jazz, and from traditional foods to vibrant festivals, these cultural artifacts serve as reminders of survival and resistance. Despite the cultural richness that developed, systemic inequalities rooted in the slave trade persist. The socioeconomic disparities evident in many communities today can be traced back to the disruptions caused by centuries of exploitation. Understanding this connection is crucial in addressing ongoing injustices. It compels us to confront the uncomfortable truths of our shared history and to recognize the enduring impact of the past on contemporary society. Discussions about the transatlantic slave trade often evoke strong emotions. They challenge us to reflect on our roles within these narratives and to consider the ways in which we can honor the memories of those who suffered. Education, dialogue, and advocacy appear as essential steps in this process. Respectful engagement with this history requires an openness to learning and a commitment to acknowledging the truths that have often been silenced. Conversations around reparations, historical recognition, and social justice have gained traction in recent years. They highlight the need for systemic change and the importance of addressing the legacies of the slave trade. These discussions invite us to explore pathways towards healing and reconciliation, emphasizing the importance of recognizing pain while also celebrating resilience. As we reflect on this profound chapter of human history, we are faced with essential questions. How do we ensure that the stories of those who suffered are told with the respect they deserve? How can we foster connection rather than division in today's social climate? Engaging with these questions is vital for understanding the past and shaping a more equitable future. Through recognition, education, and active engagement, we can work towards a society that honors the legacy of those lost to the transatlantic slave trade. Acknowledging this history is a step toward building bridges between communities, fostering understanding, and ensuring that such exploitation is never repeated. The journey of reflection begins with us as we strive to create a more just and compassionate world.